You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Reveler Sports.
4 seconds left.
Everybody, and welcome back to RBLR Lightning. As always, my name is Victor Carroll. I'm with Matt Cannon. Matt, welcome back to the show for another episode. It's the first official off-season episode that we're going to get into. But Matt, this might be the greatest episode of all time in RBR Lightning history. Am I over-exaggerating? I don't think so. If you didn't hear the news, the Lightning are officially changing their TV partner deal, whatever you want to say. Bally is gone. No more. No more Bally Sports. I could not be more excited, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great week for Bolts Nation. I know I, like many others, have struggled with Bally and FanDuel and pretty much every entity it's been since it's been Fox Sports. I couldn't be happier. I really couldn't. I'm glad it seems like everybody that is already part of the Scripps family, like the Panthers, they've been pretty satisfied with the Scripps subscription, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of a tongue twister, but it is a good day. It is a really good day, especially because the entire broadcast crew is going to be staying the same. From what I heard, it's going to be Dave and Brian and everybody else involved. So I'm excited. Bally's dead. FanDuel is dead. Whatever it might be, I don't have to use their app, their terrible app anymore. So this is great, great news for me, Jake.
Yeah, so let's break it down a little bit because there's a lot of information. There's still some things that we don't officially know. As Matt, you kind of pointed out, there's other teams that have used similar avenues, and we can kind of get an idea for them a little bit, but we'll wait and see how things play out to get closer to the season. But what we do know is one thing you mentioned, they specifically said Gabby Shirley, Brian Engblom, and Dave Randorf, all of them are turning their voices to the Lightning. They didn't mention some other people, but I'm assuming all of them are going to be returning too. I'd be kind of surprised at some of those changes. But specifically those three, the big three, the play-by-play, color, and sideline reporter, and Gabby Shirley, are all coming back, which is great to hear. I have loved all of them for Lightning coverage, so no complaints from me. Very happy to see them back, as they should be. Really shouldn't get canned just because the company changes. That's, you know, always, that would be an unfortunate loss to have that happen. But we do know that, so that's good.
Nah, no.
We also know that the Lightning are going to have – so basically it's all over the place, right? Because you have – it's on a channel, but it's owned by ABC. They're going to have it on the app. They're still working on discussions with certain cable and streaming companies. So, for example, you know, there's the YouTube TV, Hulu, DirecTV. What other ones am I missing, Matt? There's so many out there nowadays. It's ridiculous. But they say they're still in negotiations with some of those companies, so we'll have to wait and see who's going to carry them. That includes regular cable too, like from Spectrum and all of those companies. Hopefully, unlike Bally was able to do, who was only on, I think, two of them, they'll be able to make a lot more deals with people, and you'll have a lot more range of options to watch the Lightning. But the biggest part of this announcement and why it's such a big deal is that at the very basic, you should be able to watch on the app. Also, it'll be free over the radio waves. So if you were to stick antennas like the old TVs and install that, which I believe you still can do with even the newer TVs, you can get the Lightning. So at its very basic, most purest form, you can watch the Lightning now, Matt.
That is terrific news. Again, you know, the regional sports market, everything to do with it is such an archaic, stupid, just outdated piece of technology, whatever you want to call it. I'm glad we're taking, you know, baby steps, but the right steps in the right direction. So this is a step in the right direction, making the games, you know, at least in my opinion, a little bit more accessible and a little bit – it's not going to be free, is it? Like,
It's yeah. Well, watching on the app purely is supposed to be, and over the radio, I think they call it radio waves is the word they use. But if you were to watch over basic free cable television, it would be free. Now, obviously, most people are already going to have YouTube TV subscriptions, Hulu subscriptions. The hope is they just include that with that basic local channel. But yes, no, this is free to watch.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, always nice when you don't have to pay extra money for another yet another subscription that doesn't work half the time, which we know we ran into a lot with Bally. Now, granted, there could be some bumps and bruises with this. We don't know how this is going to be. I'm hopeful. Listen, anything is basically an upgrade from what we saw from Bally. It wasn't good. It was a terrible thing. You had to pay so much money. We've talked about a lot on the show how the app doesn't work all the time. It was extremely frustrating. So they put out a press release too, which you can read there. Scripps is a ABC Action News affiliate. And that's also a good sign to me, Matt, is because they are an affiliate of ABC, and ABC is carried by basically everybody. So more than likely, it's a good sign when you're that big of a part of a parent company and they're already on those other channels and streaming services. So more than likely, we should be able to get this channel without major issues. It's not like a whole new player coming into the game that's trying to make these deals. They're in with a big parent company that has a lot of money, and we should be okay there. So that's something else that is a positive. They have a big parent company affiliate.
And I'm kind of glad too that we're not going to be, you know, the first, you're one of the first teams to do this again. There's been, I'm not sure how many, you know, Bally breakaway teams there have been, but there's, you know, at least a good handful. So at least, you know, they've already got the, you know, some of the wrinkles already ironed out with some of the other teams, if there's been any technical difficulties, whatever it might be. So I'm glad we're not the, the test mule or anything. So hopefully it should be pretty, seamless, you would hope. But again, there might be, like you're saying, some bumps and bruises along the way. But again, I'm down for change. You know, I'll try anything once. And, you know, if something is, you know, as bad, you know, it seemed like every other week we were complaining about Bally FanDuel. It was time for a change, and I'm glad we finally got change.
The channel is set to officially launch, by the way, on July 1st. Now, what exactly they're going to be broadcasting on that channel, I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure they'll have some Lightning content, some other sports content, you know, like FanDuel and Bally did. But July 1st, they're supposed to launch, and the channel is called The Spot Tampa Bay 66. This is the one thing, Matt, that's kind of driving me crazy with all this, is there's like 60 different names for all of this, because you have Scripps Sports, which is owned by ABC Action News. It's called The Spot, and then the channel is Tampa Bay 66. So it can get a little bit confusing, but Tampa Bay 66 is the main channel name that you should see on your local television starting on July 1st. So now, if you're wondering, what about the out-of-market fans who are not in Tampa Bay locally? Because obviously, if you have YouTube TV and you don't have, you're not in Tampa Bay, you're not going to get Tampa Bay 66. It's not a local channel. It's not how those packages work. The Lightning did not release a ton of details on this. They are saying more of those details will come out at a later date. The hope is the way it'll work is you can just go on the app at any time, no matter where you are, and be able to watch the game, period. So at the very least, you'll have access to Lightning games. I don't know how it's all going to work out of market yet, though. I don't know if there'll be a specific spot you have to go, if it'll only be on the app that you can watch it. Maybe they'll make some sort of deal with these companies that more places out of market can watch it. You just have to select your team or something. I don't know. I need to find out more about this, and we need to look into how the other teams have dealt with it. I'll have to ask. There's a lot of Florida Panthers fans around me, unfortunately. I can find out from them, though. I know. So we don't know a lot of out-of-market details yet, but at least, again, the hope is that, you know, this is on the app and you can just go there and watch it at the very least. Obviously, you'd like to watch it on your television, smaller, bigger screen. I don't know if they're going to have an app for, like, Apple TV, or if there'll be, like, when you had FanDuel, you could go on their website and watch it there. I don't know if there's something similar for Scripps Sports. I'm going to assume there will be. Which would be honestly the most ideal thing, because I think you just pull it up on Apple TV and watch it anytime you want, never have to worry about any of that stuff. So again, some of those details still waiting to see there, but out of market fans, don't fret. They know about it. They're working on details. You should be able to watch Lightning games even out of market, which is fantastic. There's nothing more frustrating than being out of market and not being able to watch your team.
And when we get more details, we'll be the first to let you know. So you got to come back here with us during this long off season. You know, we're going to make the most out of, you know, TV sports, right? You know, talk as much as we can. So.
Matt, I'm still not ready to talk about looking ahead into next season. So you're darn right. We're going to talk a lot about it. But listen, this is big news. This really is big news because more people can watch the Lightning. And that is the most important thing when it comes to growing the game. And how many times have we talked about the NHL being such a great sport but such a bad league, and they can't promote their game? Well, this is the most basic way to do it. More people can watch from more different places. That gives you more fans. Fans get more excited about the regular season and then the playoffs. They buy more merchandise, all that stuff. It's all good. So the fact that you can watch Lightning hockey more and more here is a major win for the Lightning. So this was news we've been hoping for a long time. I was also concerned when FanDuel bought out Bally. We thought they were going to live on for a lot longer, and at least the Lightning are out of that now. Hopefully the Rays will follow suit so everybody can call Bally and personally cancel their subscription. So that's all the basic news. I know that was a lot. Did a lot of mumbo jumbo. We'll get more details as it comes. And as Matt said, make sure you like and subscribe and follow us on social media so you don't miss out on future episodes, because we'll be sure to update you guys there as well. Matt, we do have some lighter news to talk about as well for the Lightning when it comes to what they've been doing in the offseason. They've already been making moves. JVB not really taking any time off. He's kind of like Nikita Kucherov, always moving forward here. The Lightning did sign two goaltenders, Matt. Make a move on the goaltending front. Of course, we all know Andrei Vasilevskiy is going to be the starter for the Lightning for ever, hopefully. but they also signed Jonas Johansson, which I don't believe we've talked about on this show, Matt, to a two-year extension. So Jonas Johansson is coming back as the backup goaltender for the Lightning.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Like everybody else, you know, with their Jonas Johansson opinion, it's up and down. It kind of changes every day. Like there's some games that he plays great. There's some games that are just kind of eh. You know, he's got, you know, some might call it an easy job. Some might call it a hard job backing up Andrei Vasilevskiy because you're, you know, on the bench for weeks at a time. And, you know, very rarely does he ever get pulled. Like your playing time is pretty minimal. But at the same time, you know, he is serviceable. He's, you know, he is a backup goaltender. So we got him for super cheap. I can't remember if he's making any more or less, but I think each year it's what, like 1.25 or something. Like it's not a high amount at all.
2 year, $2.5 million contract is what he signed. Okay. So about just about where you're at 1 point. So it's not a lot. It's a cheap backup goaltender. And listen, you hit it on the head when you said it's up and down with Jonas Johansson. You never really know, which I think for the most part he's been solid. Well, he has a very good reputation when it comes to working with goaltenders too, obviously. And they, I mean, look at the past couple of years, how many different backup goaltenders that they've had. They've gone through a lot, and a lot of them have still been successful, even though they've had short stints. So is there a better backup out there that they could maybe have gotten in free agency? Yes, but also would you rather save some money and keep Johansson around, who's not terrible, and use that money elsewhere on the team to improve them there? Because I think that's where the big part of this conversation comes in.
Yeah, and I know Joe kind of hammered a big point on getting a backup goalie for the for the playoff run, but again, as you see, even with Vasilevskiy, you know, it ended in five. Like, it, you know, the goaltending position is solidified. It is the backup goaltending spot is, you know, one of the least important. And I sound so terrible saying that, but it is one of the most, you know, least important positions for the Lightning at the very least. Some teams, you know, they run that tandem system, but Vasilevsky's a top three, top one goaltender in the world. So it's not a highly desirable spot to be backing up Vasilevskiy. So, you know, I'm glad to have Johansson back. I don't know what the goaltending market looks like this offseason. I know the entire free agent class is kind of just okay. So maybe, you know, there just wasn't a better option. So keep him in Tampa. You know, he's probably settled in here. You know what you're going to get with him. You know, you're going to get, you know, an 8.95, you know, in that range save percentage too. So you already know what you have. You have them for super cheap, and there might just not have been a better option. So I think it's a decent deal. Nothing crazy, nothing bad, nothing good. Just a decent deal.
Well, and you have to remember too, like, even if you go out and sign another goaltender for around that type of money, like, how different is that going to be from Jonas Johansson? Why not keep him here? He knows the team now. He's continued to work with all the coaching staff. So there's benefits in that aspect as well. So I don't hate it. I don't mind it. Listen, as you said, Matt, Vasilevskiy is going to be the main guy anyway, playing all the ridiculous amount of games that he always does. So, and if they use that other money to that they save by not signing a bigger name backup goaltender to improve the team elsewhere, I'm all good with that. They did make one other goaltending move, and this is more of a minor one. That a guy that's going to be playing on the back end is going to be the new goaltender that they just signed, which I apologize, I lost the, there's my tweet because the Lightning actually something else out new. I'm going to butcher this name, but I'm going to try. It's Harrison Menigan. They signed him to an entry-level contract, 3 years. He's a guy that was in the Lightning Prospect Showcase last year. A lot of people have said basically that, you know, he's shown some really good raw talent, made some mistakes as a young goaltender will, but somebody to keep your eye on while he's down there. I don't know if he's going to go to the ECHL or the AHL, but the Lightning need goaltender depth. When you look at their depth down into the minor level system, it's not great. So this is nice to have.
Jake, you butchered the word butcher worse than his name. You said butcher.
Well, there you go. Classic me. So
thanks for Jake. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know who this goalie is or anything like that. You know, hopefully, you know, he turns into something good. But yeah, the goaltending depth past, you know, Vasilevskiy, like we're talking about, is minimal. I don't think we have a single, like, you know, blue chip goaltending prospect in the pipeline. It's not like you need one either. You know, he's locked up and he's, you know, in the prime of his career, or you could argue, you know, slightly past it for Vasilevskiy. So not a huge, you know, deal, but again, just another tidy little bit of business. Hopefully this kid can, you know, put on a good show and maybe end up, you know, getting a backup job, backing up Vasilevskiy in a couple of years. Goaltenders always are the longest prospects to develop, and they're always the biggest wild cards too. So good for you, yeah. Bud.
And he could be a future backup, like you just said right there. So people could
be a future Hall of Famer.
You never know. And, you know, if you're not a big fan of Jonas Johansson, be rooting for this kid to work his way up into the minor league system. So there you go. Well, I didn't put out a new tweet, and I don't even know this, Matt. J.J. Moser has been playing for Switzerland in the tournament that's going on right now for that league. He had one goal and three assists in that game. So shout out J.J. Moser. Not sure where that
in
was.
In one game?
Yeah. Last night's game versus, I don't know who this is, H-U-N? Who's that, Hungary?
Hungary, yeah. Wow, he had more points in one game than he did since returning from his injury.
Well, do we take this as a good sign, or is it like, he was playing a nobody team and he's just putting up points like crazy? Oh, congrats to Moser on a goal and three assists.
Do we have anybody else playing in the men's worlds? Like, I'm not entirely sure.
I haven't really been fully, to be honest, paying attention a ton to the men's worlds. Maybe I should be, because it sounds like there's some other Lightning players that are, you know, at least J.J. Moser. But I don't know off the top of my head that any guys are doing that. Let me see if I can quickly find out here, Matt.
NHL playoffs are on, so that's what's got my full attention. So, you know, no disrespect to, you know, the guys playing at the men's worlds, but it's not a best on best. It's like, you know, the good players from teams that have been eliminated or didn't make the playoffs go, and it's kind of a, you know, mishmash of, you know, of good players and then, you know, C-tier international players, something like that. I really don't ever pay attention. I don't know what it's on. I just kind of see the final scores from the game and if something crazy happens. Like, I know Sidney Crosby and Macklin Celebrini were playing on the line together for Canada. Canada's been dominating, of course, you know, playing teams like Latvia and Hungary, whatever it might be. I just never really follow the IIHF men's tourneys.
It sounds like potentially Victor Hedman is also playing for Team Sweden. Oh. According to a quick Google search, I don't know how much I trust this this Google overview here, but possibly Hedman in Sweden. Beverly left a comment here. Lilleberg, Captain. Okay, Norway. There you go. So there's a couple Lightning players playing in that tournament. Maybe that's the hockey I should be watching right now. Because, Matt, you said you're watching playoff hockey back again?
I am. And you know what?
You have your wounds have slightly healed?
I don't know, dude. I, I really don't. Like, you know, right now I like three of the final four teams. I'm cheering for Edmonton or Dallas. I'm very much cheering for Carolina. And I'm very glad I don't have to pretend to be a Leafs fan anymore. That sucked for seven games. You know, it was really fun for the first two games when the Panthers were just getting stomped. But, geez, man, I mean, I really don't like the Panthers. But, my God, like, they made me become a Leafs fan for a brief, you know, week and a half or so. And I'm just glad it's over. You know, I'm sad that the Panthers advanced, but I'm glad I don't have to cheer for the Leafs anymore. Like, I was cheering for Auston Matthews' goals and Mitch Marner plays, and it felt so wrong.
The one goal from Auston Matthews?
Yeah, the one goal. You know, a funny stat through, what was it? It was like 13 second-round games. Their first 13 games in the second round, Pat Maroon has outscored Auston Matthews in their first 13 second-round games.
He also outscored Nikita Kucherov this year as well.
Oh, geez.
Same amount of goals, Nikita Kucherov. I saw it. Why'd I do that? Now I'm upset again.
Ooh.
I know. Well, you know, we're throwing shots at the Leafs, but we don't have much room to talk right now, unfortunately. But I feel you in the sense that Carolina now, you could just root for them to hopefully take down the Panthers. By the way, quick comment on Hedman. Beverly brings up a good point. Hedman has a broken foot. He's not doing anything right
now.
That's how unplugged I've been recently, is that I forgot Hedman has a broken foot. So maybe he was supposed to play in that tournament, but obviously not going to play in that situation. But as you kind of heard from me there, I'm still hurt. I haven't been able to – now that we've moved into the third round, it's been a full round, I think I might be able to start watching again. But every time I watch, I just get reminded, for better or for worse. And I'm a diehard fan, and it's just – it drives me crazy. It's hard – especially when it's – you know, Panthers are still in it, and – often you can sit there and think, well, that should have been us. That should have been us every time you see them. So let's have some fun, though, with it, Matt. Who's your current prediction for the Stanley Cup Finals and what you're going to see? We got four teams left.
I don't know, man, because, like, Dallas looks, you know, pretty unstoppable, but so does Edmonton right now. Dallas was the heavy, you know, favorite last year, and Edmonton took care of business in six games. Didn't really look like they struggled at all. Carolina and Florida – we all know how Carolina does in the conference finals. You know, they've lost, their last 12 games in the conference finals straight. So who knows if that trend will continue. I really hope it doesn't. I really hope Carolina, you know, takes the belt to Florida. I really do. So I'm predicting a 2006 Stanley Cup Finals rematch going Carolina and Edmonton back at it, you know. Okay. Yeah. 19 years later.
I personally, of course, I'm rooting for Carolina, obviously. Do I think they're going to win? I don't know, as much as I hate to admit it. We'll see how this plays out. But Carolina, and then I'm going for Dallas in the Western Conference. Dallas is my team I'd like to see win it all if I have to pick one of the last four. I really do like Dallas. They're a fun team to root for. Also, I don't know if you saw the tweet that was put out by the Dallas Stars after they won the series against the Winnipeg Jets. Did you see this?
Maybe.
So backstory on it, Winnipeg Jets put out, I'm sure a lot of people know about this, the, can we call it a hype video? The video that they put out about their Stanley Cup meme. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Have you not seen this, Matt?
No, I've been unplugged too, I guess.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you know how back in 2015, the Tampa Bay Lightning put out, it wasn't the Lightning that did it, but it was a radio station. They put out Uptown Puck, which was a take on Uptown Funk. Do you not know this either, Matt?
No, I don't.
Oh, boy. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has turned into a history show. We're going to be teaching you about old teams. I don't know what to call them. They're like fan-made videos for the playoffs where they'll take a song and there's a word for this that I'm
parody?
Remembering right now. Parody, yes, that's the one. It's a parody, and they'll use it and they'll make it into the team song. So the Lightning in 2015, the radio station made Uptown Puck, which was Uptown Funk from Bruno Mars. And, you know, it's basically every time you see it, it's very corny, little fun. There's been some ones that are much worse than others. The Lightning in 2015 wasn't terrible. It didn't get a lot of hate. But long story short, the Jets put out one recently.
I saw the Jets one.
Okay, so you did see the Jets.
Yes, I saw the Jets one.
This has happened every couple of years where a team will come out with one and people are just going, what on earth did you put out? And the Jets put out theirs, and there's the one part of it where they're because the main line in it is we want the Stanley Cup, Cup, Cup. And then eventually they say, yeah, it's Connor Heller, Buck, Buck, Buck. That's the line in it basically the whole time. And so when the Stars beat the Winnipeg Jets, they tweeted, yeah, it's Jake Ottinger, to go at the Jets for their video.
Oh, man. You know, that series, despite it ending, you know, on pretty relative good terms, like, yeah, I think everyone knows, like, the Mark Scheifele story by now and, you know, the kind of feel-good maybe not the good ending for the Jets, but, you know, it feels better than other series. But it was pretty bloody for a bit. But the U.S. backup chance in Dallas pointed at Connor Hellebuck, too. That was pretty funny, you know, because Jake Ottinger, he had a really good series. He's had a really good playoffs, really good year entirely. And then Connor Hellebuck, we all know how he is in the playoffs. But the U.S. backup chants were killing me. I thought that was hilarious.
Man, I feel like that whole thing went right over your head. You're looking at me like, what on earth is this guy talking about?
No.
Listen, I thought it was a really funny tweet. And shout out to the Stars social media people that did it, because I thought I got a kick out of it, and I'm rooting for him now. So that's all I got to say. Beverly, comment from Beverly. Rantanen, two hat tricks postseason is crazy. Yes, Rantanen, who's been absolutely ridiculous, especially playing against his former team in the last round against the Colorado Avalanche. We'll see what he can do in the Western Conference Finals. I would expect him to be the favorite when it comes to the what's the trophy I'm looking for here?
Conn Smythe.
Conn Smythe, thank you. I would expect him to be the favorite right now. He's been stellar.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple other players. Like, you know, McDavid, he's got a good chance. But, yeah, Rantanen, that whole situation, it puts a smile on my face. I know Eureka's probably hating this. I've got another buddy who's an Avs fan, too. But, dude, I mean, what a brutal, you know, it'd be like watching Stamkos go on a cup run or something and being the best player in the playoffs. Like, it'd be worse than that, actually. It really would be. Like, it is tough for Avs fans, man. But me, personally, as an Avs hater and kind of, you know, little bit of a Dallas fan, I'm cheering it, man. It's great. But I don't know, the only thing with him, it seems like if he's not on, the rest of the team isn't on. Jake Ottinger is separate from that. He's been really good. But, yeah, it seems like Rantanen is kind of the entire offense of the Dallas Stars right now. So that is a good thing, but it also can be a bad thing. So if he's off, man, I mean, Edmonton might be able to run over the Stars.
There's another storyline, too. If you have the Stars and the Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup Finals, Rantanen, of course, was traded originally to Carolina until he left there, went to Dallas. With that whole fiasco. So there's another fun storyline. I think maybe if Rantanen has to play another one of his former teams, he might put up another two hat tricks in the Stanley Cup final. He'd be a lock to win the Conn Smythe.
I hope not.
Well, we'll have to wait and see as we get closer and closer to the Stanley Cup being awarded. Unfortunately, the Lightning not in it. They're getting ready to head into full off-season mode. It's still very early. There's still a lot of questions on what this Lightning team is going to do, whether it's going to be what they're going to do in the draft, trading draft picks. We're still waiting on more news on how the Isaac Howard situation is going to be handled. But really, that's going to take some time. Usually, Matt, most things don't happen for teams until the Stanley Cup Finals are over. That's when we start to see more movement. That's where we can start to see what are the Lightning going to do? What do they need to do? All of that fun conversations that happen in the offseason.
Do you think we're going to be big spenders in the offseason?
Big spenders, no, because we don't have any money. And even with the cap going up, I don't know how much more cap room they're going to have. Again, this is something where you got to start looking on. We don't have cap friendly this year, but what are the cap numbers? Who needs to be re-signed? There's a lot of moving pieces that go into this, and you're not fully ready to start looking at until the Stanley Cup Finals are over. Because I think there's an understanding with GMs, too, that they only make trades until the finals are over. It's very rare you see a trade before the finals are over. It's happened once or twice, but it doesn't happen often. So now I don't expect them to answer your question. I don't expect them to be big spenders because I just don't think they're going to have that much cap room again. They might have a little bit to do a couple things here and there, and for the most part, re-sign their players, which is the most important part. But and again, I'd have to look at exactly how much cap space they're going to have. Why do you think differently?
No, I'm just curious what your take on it was. There is actually a bit of a interesting situation. Maybe not an interesting situation, but for the first time in quite a while, we've got a pretty valuable RFA that I hope a lot of teams are still kind of unsure about, and that the Lightning know that they have a good one. And Gage Gonsalves, man, again, he had such a great, you know, coming out party this year, especially, you know, post call up, he was terrific. So I wonder what his deal looks like. I doubt, you know, we move him or get rid of him in any capacity. He was, you know, at the end of the year, a very, very valuable player on this team. He was a top three player for the Lightning in the playoffs too, which is kind of bad when you think about it. But I just wonder what his deal might look like. I gotta imagine we do keep him, so hopefully it's something, you know, team friendly and, you know, player friendly as well, you know, within moderation. But that's another interesting, you know, situation we gotta take care of before July 1st.
Usually guys like that I would expect to sign some kind of bridge deal. You see a lot of that after their, you know, entry level kind of contracts, and they sign a bridge deal before they get a big contract. I would imagine he may get something like that. But again, a lot of that depends. What's the exact term on the caps? Are there any trades involved? What's going to happen with Isaac Howard? There's so many different questions that we are going to have to wait to see what happens with. Beverly does bring up a good point here. She dropped a comment. Blasho and Halpern, both busy interviewing for head coaching jobs. Yes. Now, we've heard this before where we had those guys interviewing for coaching positions. We'll see. But there could be changes to John Cooper's staff. Matt, I know you're excited about one of those coaching positions potentially getting filled.
You know, at this point, I'm excited about anything that's not John Cooper. Like, I mean, I like Jeff Halpern and Rob Zettler. I think they do a good job. I've kind of shut up a little bit about Jeff Blashill. You know, the things did get better. Thank you, Ryan McDonough. Still not great by any stretch, but it, you know, they got better. If somebody wants to take Jeff Blashill, you know, by all means, you know, Chicago, I think he'll look great for your rebuild. Jeff Halpern, his name has been out there for years now. He was, I think, the runner up for the Washington coach's job. They obviously got their guy in Spencer Carberry. He was, he was the correct choice for the Capitals. So, I haven't heard Jeff Halpern get any interviews yet, but again, I've been so unplugged when it comes to the Lightning that I could be wrong.
Blashow's the big one. Chicago sounds like they're moving forward pretty heavily on him, so we'll see when they go through their multiple rounds of interviews what their decision officially is, but something to keep your eye on for sure on whether the Lightning are going to have to make some coaching changes. We shall see, but that's going to be a topic for another off-season episode. Matt, I think that's going to do it for us in this one. A little bit of a shorter episode, but hope you guys are enjoying the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Ring that bell for notifications when we do come back with another episode for all that great offseason content. Looking forward to what the Lightning are going to do, the draft, free agency, all that great stuff that'll be right around the corner. But that's going to do it for us in this one. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And go Bolts!
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.